not little music, but the following, the, because of the success of the Beatles singing Hare Krishna.
Oh yeah.
This tradition.
Good. Good. Hari Hari, yes. Oh, Krishna.
So, Hare Krishna. Please, you all come a little closer that you can hear. Suresh ji, come. So we are continuing to hear the different symptoms of separation which appeared in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's persona. These are the same things which have been going on in Radharani's persona. So, blackish limbs. The fifth stage is Malinangata, when the bodily extremities become disfigured and lose their color. That is also described in Ujjal Nilamoni. Malina Angata means there is no freshness in the body. Uddhava reported, O enemy of Agasura, Krishna, listen to me. When a hot wind blows, the leaves of the trees become dry. Similarly, Vishaka is always breathing heavily, feeling the pangs of separation. Her reddish lips are now all dried up and blackish. When there is snowfall, what happens to the lotus? The lotus becomes faded and black. Such is the condition of Vishaka's reddish lips. Vishaka, who looks as beautiful as a fresh lily, is now feeling acute pangs of separation from you. The lily is fresh in the night time, but in day, due to the scorching heat of the sun, what happens to the lily? It withers away. Such is the condition of Vishaka. This is Malina Angata. No freshness of the bodily color. It is all dried up. So, three examples are here. Vishaka is breathing very hot. Why? Because in her heart, she feels the separation from Krishna to be so acute. When the hot breath comes out of her mouth, her reddish lips are dried up and become blackish. So another example is there, when there is snowfall, the lotus loses its red color and becomes blackish. Now the snowfall of separation from Krishna has happened, and as a result, Srimati Vishaka Devi has become also blackish. So this is one feeling, that all of a sudden so much separation from Krishna is there that the bodily limbs change their color. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he would dance, sometimes all of a sudden change his color. He would have different colors, blackish, sometimes greenish, sometimes pink. Pink is like this. This is pink. All of a sudden his body would be pinkish because of feeling separation. So now comes the next symptom, delirium. The sixth stage is pralapa, speaking inconsistently. Prabhupada has said, talking inconsistently. There's a quotation in Lalita Madhava. Uddhava told Krishna, Radharani is suffering so much distress and pain and separation from you, I have no language to describe it. Srila Rupa Goswami has written this verse, Kvananda Kulu Kula Chandrama, which Mahaprabhu has quoted. These are the words which Radharani says to Lalita and Vishakha. Oh, my dear girl companions, Sakis, where is the moon of the Nanda dynasty? Where is Krishna? Where is that Krishna who has a peacock feather on his head? No one else wears a peacock feather, only Krishna. Where is that Krishna who plays so sweetly with his flute? Where is he? Where is he whose bodily hue is blue like an Indranilamani, a bright sapphire? Where is he? Where is that Krishna who dances in the Rasa Leela? Where is he? O Sakhi, he is like a soothing balm to my heart, which is burning with the blazing fire of separation. That is the medicine. Where is he? Where is that medicine? I am so ill-fated. Brahma has written the thing on my forehead. It is my bad fortune. Allah, what shall I do? Not Allah. Alas, what shall I do? This is Prahlapa, a madman's delirium, talking inconsistently. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would simply come into a delirium and ask everywhere, where is Krishna with his peacock feathers in the on his head? This is a very nice pastime. When Krishna entered the forest of Vrindavan, he was dancing so intensely that he danced with his feet but also on his hands. He would jump on his hands back to his feet. With Balaram, they would dance like this. They would throw the sticks, and they would come hurling down like a whirlwind. Then Krishna would grab it from through the legs like this. Krishna would do all these things and while dancing style. And so now Mahaprabhu is feeling in the mood of, so when the kings of the peacocks saw this, they thought, God, that Krishna is dancing so nicely, he has outdone us, because earlier we were the dancing teachers of Krishna, but now our student can dance better than us. We cannot do this with a stick. So they are very happy for Krishna. So it's also described, he is like an Indranilamani, a bright sapphire. When a sapphire, this is a jewel, is catching the light of the sun, he blazes, becomes a blazing sapphire. So Krishna, you can see on the altar, in the form of Radha Rasa Vihari, he's blazing like an Indranila jewel, like a blue jewel. What is the fire? The fire are the glances of the gopis who look very steadily on Krishna's transcendental body, and then it is reflected. Yeah. In this way, he is like a powerful jewel. This is the understanding. So, so in a delirium, Radharani would say, "Where is Krishna? Who is like this? Who is like this? Who is like this?" And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also felt like this. Now comes the next stage, the seventh stage, dreadful poison. Ooh. Radharani says, "Oh, my dear girl companion Lalita, please listen to me. I have a very high fever, 109 to 110 degree fever produced out of pangs of separation from Krishna. Where is the example of such a temperature? When the goldsmith melts a piece of gold, he puts it in a small earthen pot, covers the earthen pot, and then puts another earthen pot on top. Then he places it into a blazing fire, and then it becomes especially hot in there. When he takes the bellows and blows until the fire becomes more and more blazing, a high degree of heat is produced, and that little piece of gold inside melts. So such fever is there in the body, such high degree of fever, such heat is unbearable, intolerable. It is like a very heavy poison. It is more intolerable than a thunderbolt. It is like the piercing of a pointed spear in the heart. Such pain I'm getting, such high fever, like very bad cholera. A cholera patient gets such pain. I'm getting such pain. Oh, my dear girl companion, I cannot describe the piercing pain. It is so powerful. I cannot describe it. So Lord Chaitanya would also feel this type of fever. We know when we go nowadays to Alalanath, there is a stone before the temple which has the impressions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body in it. How? He looked at the Lord with such feelings of separation. See, he felt when Lord Jagannath disappeared into his sick chambers, he couldn't see Lord Jagannath for 2 weeks, and he could not tolerate the separation from him in Puri, and then went to Alalanath, which is about some 10 kilometers from here, 20 kilometers from here. So he felt, I cannot be separated from Krishna, let me go to Alalanath. But in Alalanath, he saw the four-handed Narayan. He has four hands. And he felt like the gopis who were left by Krishna and then saw on their way, when they were looking for Krishna, all of a sudden Narayan. And they asked him, Narayan, have you seen Krishna? And they were not interested in Narayan. Om Namo Narayan, please take our pranams, but where is Krishna? So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the deity of Alalanath, who is four-handed, he still felt separated from Krishna. And he sometimes fell on the stone, pang, and by the heat of his body, the stone melted. We can see today. We can see.
The stone is still there.
The stone is still there, yeah. We are still there. So, this is the feeling of chit, which is described here. Dreadful poison that so much heat is created in the body. So, we will hear now the last item for today. This eighth stage is Unmada. Madness. Sureshji. Uddhava is reporting, O Murari, enemy of the Mura demon, O Krishna, what shall I say? I have seen the condition of Radharani. She is feeling such acute pangs of separation from you. She has turned completely mad. She has become a laughing stock in Brajabhumi. Everyone is laughing at her. like a mad woman, she's moving back and forth, inside the house, outside the house, asking everyone, everything, conscious or unconscious, where is my Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Anyone who comes, she asked, and she also speaks to unconscious things. She asked the pillar, she asked the wall, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? She cannot discriminate whether the object is conscious or unconscious. Feeling very painful, acute pangs of separation, Radharani is completely mad, crying, shedding tears, rolling on the ground, sometimes laughing, sometimes crying, sometimes roaring, sometimes standing up, asking everyone, Suresh Nimai, where is Krishna? Sometimes asking unconscious walls, my dear wall Prabhu, my dear pillar Prabhu, where is Krishna? This is her condition, complete madness, Unmada. This is the eighth dasha. This happens when you become Krishna conscious. You will become very, very much mad for Krishna. We know that when Radhanath Maharaj entered Vrindavan, there was a sadhu who had monavrata. He didn't speak, but he had a blackboard and he communicated with a blackboard. He was very intelligent sadhu, even before computers, he knew. So he wrote down, when you stay, erase, in Vrindavan, erase, you will also erase, become erase, mad for Krishna. This is the family disease, madness for Krishna. This is actually a very good disease. What it means in one word, in a different word, is complete absorption. There's nothing else in the mind than Krishna. And you will only ask, where is Krishna? Madhava Muni will come back to Serbia and go the steps of the apartment house. And then he will go in the first story and open the door. And some Serbian person comes out. Madhava said, Desi Krishna. Desi, huh? Gde. Gde Krishna. Where is Krishna? This is how we will become Suresh Nimai. This is our only interest. We will become like people who, we will think Krishna is more important than my breath. Therefore his name is Prananath, the Lord of the Prana. More important than, if you don't have any breathing for some time, we can say Suresh Nimai. What would you like? And you go like, what, Suresh? What does this mean? A wristwatch? You go, no. Suresh, what else do you want? A new magazine? You only want to breathe, only at that time is. So when you become fully Krishna conscious, you want only Krishna, nothing else. You will, it's described in Sanskrit, virakti anyatra chaisha. That means everything else you will feel detachment. You're only interested in Krishna. Everything else, not interested. Sorry, not interested. So this is our this is what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to teach in Jagannath Puri. He runs through the town of Puri and he does kirtan and he sings, where is Krishna? Kotoy Krishna, Kotoy Krishna. So tomorrow we will hear the last two symptoms, fainting and death. Yes, this is But then we will hear a wonderful pastime which will keep us all alive. Okay? This is what I wanted to read today. I want to read one last prayer. Yes. Please repeat after me. Namaste Girirajaya. Namaste Girirajaya. Shri Govardhana Namine. Shri Govardhana Namine. Ashesha Klesha Nashaya. Ashesha Klesha Nashaya. Paramananda Daine.
Paramananda Daine.
This is obeisances to Govardhan. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the King of Mountains, whose name is Govardhan. He destroys unlimited miseries and bestows the highest bliss. We are here next to the Govardhan Mountain. Do you know? Yesterday, Madhva Muni and Kishori and myself climbed even on top of the Govardhan Mountain without
sand dune.
Yes, yes. And there is an arati to that Govardhan Mountain which I want to sing for you. Jaya Giri Govardhana Arati Nehari Radhika Madhava Nidya Liladanakari. All glories to the Aratik of Giri Govardhan, which bestows the eternal service of Sri Sri Radha Madhava to all those who behold it. Shata Shata Gunja Kunja Kandade Kandade Lalita Nikonja Lila Krishna Manohare. Here, deep within the hundreds of groves of Gunja bushes, the sweet pastimes of the charming Lord Krishna are always going on. Our Radha Rasa Bihari are doing their Kunja Lila here. Jaya Shri Govinda Kunda Shri Manasi Ganga Dana Nivatana Kunda Kusuma Sarovara. All glories to Govinda Kund, Kusuma Sarova, Dana Nivatana Kund, and Manasi Ganga. Dana Gati Indra Dila Hari Devastane Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Tava Abharane. Dangati, Indra Tila, the temple of Haridev, Shyam Kund and Radha Kund are the ornaments that decorate Shri Giriraj. Ha Ha Prabhu, please repeat. Ha Ha Prabhu, Kobe Haba Govardhan Vasha. Kabe haba Govardhan vas Tava namashraya Kore e dina das. Yes. O my Lord, when will I be blessed with the residence of Govardhan Hill? This lowly servant takes shelter of your holy name. We perform our Hari Bhajan namashraya here. And one day we will wake up and look at Giriraj in Vrindavan. I can guarantee you this will happen. This is the Govardhan Arati. It is to be sung regularly by all those who want to go to Vrindavan. I want to thank all of you very much for hearing these wonderful Dham Kathas. More will come. tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. Jai Jai Sira Re, Jai Jai Sira Re, Jai Jai Sira Re, Shyam. Hare Krishna. Sureshni Mai, I want to ask you.